last time on Painted Black.
Here's the difference between, like, just men and women in general, though. Like, you're, like, women will have this huge fantasy about Channing Tatum, while men will have some
random chick down the street,
just
I know.
Just a bitch on a bus fantasy about, like, about dirty sex. It's like, man, I bet you.
I'm almost on par. I feel that way about
let me spit on her butt. Mm-hmm.
Say in the British voice. A gay British voice.
Yeah, gay British.
His name's Bruno Knife.
I like it. Keep going. You're too
now,
good.
What would you think Bruno got in trouble for?
Something up his bum.
Something up his bum.
Something up his bum is correct.
I wouldn't be surprised if fucking Barney heard some screaming from next door.
It was Ed. It was Norton.
Right. Hey, yo, Fred, I got kicked out of the house. Can I stay with you guys for a little bit?
No, Barney.
We're not friends like that.
You better go stay with Gazoo. Yeah.
Dum-dum, you should have said yes to your wife.
I'll get all you right. next time, get it?
I'll get you next time, gadget.
Isn't that right, Mad Cat?
I love kitties.
Oh, Jesus.
How much cooler would the show be if Dr. Cole had that voice instead of that? He's like, damn you, gadget! You foiled my plans again!
Welcome back to the Week in Review with Paint It Black, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Peter Byrd.
Apparently, according to Lou's breakdown, last week was the all-gay voice edition.
Right. Jesus Christ.
We had British gay voice, gay Dr. Claw.
We also had Fred Flintstone, Sean and Barney.
Right, don't forget, there's some domestic abuse.
I forgot, okay.
We're not friends like that, Barney.
Anyway, Painted Black Podcast, I'm Pete, that's Brian.
Yo, yo.
There's Lou.
Hey.
And newcomer to the show, we have another member of Lou's family has stopped by.
Hi.
We got Cousin Andy.
Cousin Andy.
Cousin Andy.
Right. Otherwise known as Andy B. Rules.
Andy B. Rules? Is that like your hashtag name?
No.
We
played some fucking game, like a tabletop, like supposed to be adult game. Where you had one of the questions,
adult game?
You know, like you can curse
drinking
and say
game.
Stupid shit, kind of thing.
Like apples to apples.
Yeah, and one of the things was like figure out what this anagram is, and I wrote an answer as him. Didn't even make sense. It was just like Andy B. Rules, and the name just stuck.
It stuck.
Everyone's yeah, like just, Andy, yeah. You're fucked up. You're cut off. Those weren't even the letters. man,
you guys get me.
Yeah, but he's actually a listener.
Oh, yeah? You listen to the podcast?
Yeah, I've been listening for the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Welcome aboard.
One confirmed.
No, we had your wife in here the other day.
That's true. We got two definite listeners.
Mikey, he still listens every once in a while. He was just telling me about how he loved the Bear Maze episode.
Nice.
Three. Got something to listen.
Mm-hmm. All Lou related.
Driving all day. All the music starts. Same exact fucking music all the time. I can only listen to the same song fucking 10 times or some shit. Radio kills all songs.
Well, if you listen to us, you're going to hear Maneater, obviously, over and over again.
Yeah, you really got to get another song to
or,
put in the opening.
You got lazy.
Or that's how you know I just put it together. Or you're going to hear Goodbye Horses.
Look, Goodbye Horses is possibly the funniest song that's ever been made. If you, like, take the content of Silence of the Lambs with whatever I'm trying to, you know, do with the gag. I love it. I don't know.
So I took your recommendation when I started watching Hannibal. Mm-hmm. Sad lack of Goodbye Horses in that show.
Yeah, it's not creepy, like, sexual deviance.
Too much classical music, not enough Goodbye Horses. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay.
The food looks delicious.
It does.
Was it fava beans and chilled Chianti?
I know it's all human meat, but it looks delicious.
So they do show him, like, eating the actual person who's
flesh.
Like that. Yeah, but it's not like he's taking an arm and taking a bite out of it. It's like you see a nice steak.
Taking an arm like a fucking drumstick out of Disney. Just like,
right.
You know, he's preparing food. Very nice. There's garnish. Anyway, how was everyone's week?
Ah, I can't complain.
We're recording early this week.
Busy.
Yeah.
So busy.
Got Nine Inch Nails Soundgarden tomorrow, so that's why we're recording on Thursday.
Soundgarden?
Yeah, double headliner.
Where are they playing?
Jones Beach.
Ooh.
I don't care. I don't want to go to PNC Bank Art Center.
I know. I would go to that show. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Jones Beach is... Yeah. I almost went yesterday for Mayhem Fest.
What the hell's that?
Linkin Park and a bunch of...
Linkin Park is still around?
Yeah, apparently.
What the fuck? Crawling! Like, what is
that? That was just as grating as the real thing.
They are the epitome of 2001. Like, they have never moved on.
I'm not even going to get into it, but their new albums aren't even... They don't even have guitars anymore. It's weird.
So is Mike Shinoda just doing whatever he wants to do?
They don't have guitars.
No guitars. It's like all... It's like EDM now.
It's just that fucking weird DJ that no one really likes.
Mike Shinoda.
No, the other guy.
There's two DJs in that?
Yeah.
Damn.
There's two DJs? You sure?
Why would they need two
DJs? Well, now that they don't have fucking guitars.
One of them wasn't a DJ. One of them was an MC.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You get your two letters.
You're fucking splitting hairs.
I want to say that the guy's name is like Chaz Copperfield, but it's not that.
Chaz Copperfield.
Yeah. He's a magician as well.
Strangely, you're probably close to the market. Yeah.
Chet something.
Bennington.
Chet Bennington?
Chester Bennington.
Chester Bennington. Yeah.
Chet, what was yours?
I don't know. Chet.
Chaz.
Chaz Benatar. I don't know.
Chaz again. Copperfield. I like Chaz Copperfield way
Chaz
more.
Chaz Copperfield.
Fucking Chaz Benatar.
It's like, how would you like to see our careers disappear? Poof.
Right.
Chaz Copperfield.
The whole genre disappeared. Them, Korn, all those people.
Word.
I love that. All right, why don't we get this thing started? We got Lou doing news.
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
All right. As usual, you know when I do the news, I haven't even really read that shit. So, let me not do my best one first. I'm going to leave that one for last.
Saving the best for last, Lou?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
All right, first up, newspaper New Zealand had to print an apology because instead of a photo of a dead Israeli soldier, they put a picture up of Jackass star Ryan Dunn.
Gotta give one out to Ryan Dunn, man. He was a funny guy.
I don't know if war hero was in his description. Drunk driver, maybe.
Right.
Jackass.
Jackass, literally.
Well, to have those people say, I knew he was alive. Pull the fucking Michael Jackson.
Damn, why is that always around? Somebody dies, there's a conspiracy. Like, oh no, he's hiding out.
People are still waiting for the second coming of Tupac.
I know.
Like, the boy was gunned down. There's a definite corpse.
There's without a doubt.
That was
a
thing growing up. You always hear people like, Elvis isn't dead. Well, now he would be from old age.
Because they just didn't want to believe that he keeled over in a fucking drug binge
on the
toilet, 290 pounds.
Well, eating a bacon sandwich.
That's the way to go, I guess. Yeah. Though.
No, it's not the way to go. No. At like 39 years old,
on the toilet with
a bacon sandwich.
A bacon sandwich, Adderall, and a 290-pound man on the toilet.
High as shit, eating a bacon sandwich. Like,
I am not trying to die pinching a loaf. That is not how I'm trying to be found.
Yeah.
You don't have, many qualms about shit, but that's the one you.
That's
go
a line.
Like,
that's the line.
That's a line for you. Like,
yeah.
You'd put. This is the guy who puts ice pops in his ass
to cool down.
I don't see where there's
that's not
dying
even, like, while taking a shit. No way, man,
bro. I will shove an Astro Pop right in the butt.
You do know when you die, you shit yourself anyway,
right?
I'm fine with that.
Why not do it into the proper facilities?
Yeah. Because it's like everyone dies. Everyone poops when they die, but not everyone has to die pooping. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why'd you try to get all fucking Confucius on us?
That sounded like a bad fortune cookie.
Right?
You know you got some bad Chinese.
Your lucky numbers are 2-2-2-2-2-2.
Do not play those numbers.
Straight deuces.
Deuces.
Shit.
You know, your lucky number is deuce.
No pun intended.
Mm-hmm. Right. Alright, so the Herald editor is saying that...
The Herald, this ye old time paper.
I know. That the family has been surprisingly forgiving about the whole situation.
Big Jackass fans.
They've apologized, and apparently it's water under the bridge now.
I wouldn't care either.
Yeah, I mean...
Did they look alike?
Well, they're New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, besides The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
I thought the guy was Israeli.
They do say that the resemblance is strong. They're both white men with blonde beards. And
race cars in their
according to Gawker.
Are the names even the same? Because I'm sure when they look them up, they look by name, not by picture.
Right. You could excuse us for getting him confused with Ryan Munn.
Right. But, yeah, it says presumably only one of them put a toy car in their ass.
Presumably.
Right. No, like, next story. What a way to go. Like, here's this dead soldier. I hope he didn't stick toy cars in his ass. Like, get the fuck out of here. All right, so this vet loses his license because he's been fucking the dogs.
Damn. Enough said. Gross.
I mean, like, yeah, do you really need that much else? Beware when you bring your shit to the vet.
This is gonna get gross.
All right.
Well, it already is.
Yeah. This is...
You can feel the discomfort in the room right now.
I like dogs, man.
No.
I mean, apparently he did, too. So
a lot.
This guy's from the UK.
What kind of dog was it?
He's probably been fucking all manner of dog.
Do you have favorites?
He's just trying to figure out what kind of guy this is, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool, man. I got a nice Lhasa Apso over here, man. Like, ooh, gray and salt and pepper hair. Woo.
That's a very specific kink.
Nice round hindquarters. Yum a dum dum.
Right. Oh man, it just says that they found videos multiple.
He filmed it
of engaging in acts with dogs and a horse.
Who brings a horse to a vet?
Maybe he.
Where else do you bring a horse?
I guess
to the glue factory. Those things are on a short lifespan with injuries. Like they get sick, they die.
Break a leg, they die.
Mm-hmm.
Right on the track. Bang.
Boom.
So this is
there. No, that's true. I saw that show Luck when it was on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had to cancel the show because too many horses were dying. So we're just having them trot down the racetrack.
And it was a really bad show.
So this is a pretty terrible of the UK justice system. Apparently, even with the video and, quote, extreme images, they didn't have enough to charge him with bestiality.
But he was banging the horse on camera, right?
Or right.
They had videos waving to the camera.
What was he wearing? A mask when he was doing
this? He was wearing one of those horse masks.
Some would say he's the ultimate brony.
The picture they have... Gross. The dude is just like one of those Judas Priest, like, I didn't cut my hair off since high school.
He looks like he would have an airbrushed t-shirt of a wolf howling at the moon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This guy is definitely, like, Dio's biggest fan.
Dio?
He cried.
Marty James Dio.
He cried when that old geezer bit it.
I love when Lou just goes off on somebody.
You know what? Like,
somebody nobody has an opinion on.
I didn't dislike Dio. I just, like...
Apparently you did.
He looked like a foot in the grave when he was on top.
He definitely aged awful.
Yeah, he looked really old. And then, you know, I used to work for that record store. We used to take bets, like, all right, how many times is he going to say the word dragon on this album? Then, it's like Dio drinking game. Take a shot every time he says dragon.
He loves the word dragon?
Dragon, or the next album would be like the wolf, or like, you know.
He was all, like fantasy
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm not a huge Ronnie James Dio guy. Yeah. I just, you know. Tenacious D, really. The movie, and it's about it.
Right.
You don't like Holy Diver?
I like that song. That song is hot. But you know what? That other band, Killswitch Engage, does it better.
Yo, have you seen the music video for Holy Diver?
Oh, it's amazing.
No. It is amazing.
That was the thing in college.
Yeah.
Was you showed me that.
It was so bad.
It's him waving a sword in front of a blue screen.
Yeah, and he's going like really fucking slow. The blue screen, you can see occasionally the camera goes like a foot too high in the shot, and the screen just cut off. Like the special, the mountain stops erupting after the 8 feet. And
he filmed it at like a theme park.
It like looks one like of those booths. He went to fucking like medieval times kind of.
Welcome to medieval times.
Like he's just walking around slowly, and there are these characters there. For some reason, they're all giving him like this look. Like, what the fuck are you doing here, man? Like,
aren't you supposed to be in a coffin in a castle going, yeah!
Like, there's this fucking, like, executioner dude, like, whipping people, and Dio's walking around, and he's just like, what the fuck are you looking at, old man? He just keeps walking around.
Who's the director here?
I don't know. And then there's Evil Cats video over. Evil Cats. Dio is just a mystery of the mind.
How do we get on Dio?
He's this fucking weird pedophile who
loves him. The weird bestiality.
Bestiality, yeah. Is there like a shortened bestial or something?
You can't put a price on good pussy.
Ew.
Yeah. I would have preferred this is gonna get gross.
I already played that one.
Well, you should have played it twice. But I
well, what'd he pay? What was his price that he paid?
Oh, I just closed it. Oh, I will forget about it. You know what? I should be keeping track of this. I'm probably gonna. Am I doing the?
Yeah, you're gonna
hashtag.
I could do a hashtag. I don't have a computer charger today, so Lou's handling a lot of duties today.
All right, so
a lot of Windows.
So women have vibrators, right? Obviously,
they do.
The UK is trying to even. I don't know, the playing field, by making something called the Guy Braider.
Why'd that be punny?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the Huffington Post made this image, but I'm pretty sure it's from like a fucking Schwarzenegger movie.
It's a dustbuster.
It like sucks you up and like.
I mean, the
that
image
sounds kind of fantastic, really.
It looks like they took a picture from like Running Man and stuck this dude's head on it, holding this.
He's got bad Schwarzenegger glasses.
What looks like, I guess, a sci-fi escape pod to me.
I got you.
So it's gonna hurt you then.
It's sci-fi.
It's a dick blender.
It says this UK-based sex toy company. Their fucking name is Hot Octopus. If that doesn't get you.
Eight ways to get you off,
he's
man.
Like, all right, I'm listening. He's like,
I got you.
Has utilized oscillation technology.
Oscillation technology?
Yeah.
Like, fans never, they don't have the technology. we have the technology of rotary fans, everybody.
Yes, but apparently, we use it to make your dick feel good.
It's weird. I mean, but it says that's what they used to make the first male vibrator.
I just want to point out, I'm a single man. I'm pretty satisfied sexually. Yeah. I don't really need to spend any money on anything.
Well, no, if there's like this sweet like suck vacuum,
and I'm not getting laid right now.
So
just saying.
So here's a
we're born with the best sex toys possible.
Yeah. So here are a few other details.
No batteries included.
No batteries right. Needed at all.
It says that this thing.
Plays the balls?
Was designed with a hands
two module
with a hands free option.
Come on now.
I don't know.
What?
It sounds dicey.
Hanging from a string to a ceiling just so you just say.
I don't know.
I think it's less elaborate. It's got to be like
right.
a belt.
Something. This Andy is thinking up some fucking mousetrap shit.
If you got cathedral ceilings, you're just going to have to buy a different model.
He's like, wait, when that candle burns through that rope and releases that bowling ball, which hits into that paddle, which turns on that fan, this is going
to
get
Vincent
awesome.
Price talks shit to you as the entire time you're getting jacked.
Oh, yes. You like that, don't you?
You would. You filthy man.
You would, you beast.
That's actually pretty good. But, you know, it's still in development and needs testers.
Well, let's get the crushes dummies involved in this shot.
Next week on Painted Black, man's dick horribly ripped off by Guybrader.
Yo, I mean, if you had the chance to, would you sign up for, like, dick technology?
Would that be?
Well, if it was like.
Are you saying this kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like, hey, look, we'll pay you to come in here and basically get jacked off by a robot.
No.
Why?
You ever see those videos?
No.
That go horribly wrong?
Of like the robot that's supposed to like feed you Doritos and ends up just smashing the mannequin's face in?
That's not real. Come on.
That's real.
No.
That's scientifically proven.
No. Robots love us.
Terminators are around the corner.
Terminators aside, robots need to jerk us off, apparently, in the future.
We already have Skynet.
What do you think makes them rebel?
Rebel?
It's obviously the forced sex.
Too much hand jobs, yeah.
No, they're cool with that. They just want to be loved.
Yeah, at one point they gotta rip your fucking junk off. Like,
There's a grab real tight.
Start hitting you with it.
they grab super tight and they pull it out like a weed, like
from the root.
Yeah. What makes them rebel? I don't know. Probably the Real Housewives.
The
or whatever.
Robo like, rape, like no, cool. Not the Robo.
I'm telling you, they're cool with the sexual contact because they was want to know
because they get powered.
They
want to
know what to
part.
Feel. They want to know what to feel. You know, like they want to know what it is to feel.
Okay.
But they don't like. They can't stand stupidity. Like right 2 minutes into like the E Network, they just be like, okay, obviously they need to go.
Right.
Like, the Andy Cohen guy needs to die. Like too many shows about retarded women. Making brunch. Just too many of them.
Exactly. Speaking of some retarded women, next story is Oklahoma.
The 51st state in the union.
She's an Oklahoma woman.
Right next to Alabama.
Gets arrested, and you won't believe how.
How?
How?
She called the police to her residence. And then when they got there, she's like, I'm so glad you guys showed up. The quality of my meth is really poor. And then she proceeds to like show them the bad meth and gets arrested.
Why? This is Consumer Reports Police Edition, right?
Well, I mean, you should
possession.
I know that.
Yeah. You should be able to report bad drugs.
There's a drug dealer out there.
And he sucks.
Right.
Bad legal drugs, yes.
And he's been cooking with chili powder.
Oh, this isn't the blue stuff. What's going on?
Right.
I got this clear glass.
This stuff doesn't get me as high as it used to. It's absolutely bad.
What is the what happened there?
Fucking arrested for possession.
How long did the cops listen to her spiel before they were like cuffs?
The second she said meth, that was it.
No, I think the ears perked up. You're like, tell me about the meth.
Right.
I'm pretty sure they wanted her to. Them see the meth before they actually did anything.
I'm pretty sure they had her like the second she was like, check out this meth.
Yeah, yep. She showed
tell
the
me
meth,
what you think.
And then immediately was arrested after showing.
I mean, I feel kind of bad. She was just trying to not get ripped and she, you know, she got arrested.
Listen,
I don't feel bad for stupidity.
You go to a different dealer, right?
Alright. Go to Heisenberg, bro. That's the dude.
I guess so. That's the one.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, all right. So that's that dumb bitch. And then last story. Man dies after crashing car into bee-infested abandoned house.
So wait.
Still funny.
How infested was the house? Like, was it just a big old beehive? Like, they crashed in the front door and it was like, just bees everywhere?
Well, here's the thing. The guy was 54, so not too old. I mean, there's some 54s that are still pretty, you know, up and moving.
I'd say most of them.
Yeah,
it's only like 20 years older than us.
Like, that's not an old
dude.
It's
not that old.
It's not a dude who, like, you die after one sting. So,
or if he's allergic. Was he allergic?
It says, no, but it says that the dude crashed into this house. Responders arrived quickly, but their efforts were deterred by the angry swarm.
They run in like, let's get him, guys. Bees! Run!
It said the place hadn't been occupied for many years.
Because it was filled with bees.
And there were just large swarms. And it was so infested they couldn't even get in to help.
What killed? So he died from bees?
Yeah.
Ooh. That's, he couldn't get out?
That sucks.
Right, he couldn't get out.
That's a bad way to go.
Bees! Ah!
Especially if it was
conscious. Worst way to go. Bees or Guybrator incident?
I don't think with Guy Brainers, at least my dick's getting played with.
What?
I said I'd rather go with the Guy Brainer incident. At least my dick is getting played with.
Yeah, but
bees straight up, like, angry, stinging me, like what do I do, bees? Like, fuck you, you're in our shit. Like, like, I don't want to be attacked to death.
It's like, that's what bees are thinking.
Right.
Well, that's basically what this is.
That's pretty much it.
It's like, you're just in our fucking place. Ah! And you're like, I didn't mean it. Like, sorry. Fuck you, bees.
Right. Where's Yogi when you need him?
I thought bees were, like, in trouble or something, wasn't it? Oh, is that honeybees?
I don't know.
Bees in general. Is
I don't really
be,
keep
like,
up.
Missing or extinct or something.
Yeah, they like keep that. Hearing that.
I don't know.
Apparently they haven't been to this house.
I'm not really up on bee news.
Yeah, bee politics aren't my thing.
You should be. Everything's better with bees.
That's the news segment. Bee news.
Bee news. Can we start that?
Yeah, sure.
B News.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to B News. Here's the buzz.
Fuck you. Fuck you, now we're doing it.
Oh, man. Right. That was the best. All right, let's move on.
God damn it.
Is that the end of our news?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, so we're moving on.
Are we glossing over B News?
Stupid people.
All right, let's talk stupid people. Hopefully I have enough battery in my computer here. Let's start with this one. Johannesburg.
Johannesburg.
I don't know where. You guys see Hangover 3?
Yeah.
Yep.
Negative.
Remember that scene with him and the giraffe?
Nah.
Yep.
You have the giraffe in the back of the truck.
Goes underneath the highway.
I like you, and I want you.
Was there some giraffe rape that I don't know about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Director's cut.
Him and that guy.
Now, Brian, you were the one who liked that movie.
I didn't like it, even. I hated it.
You gave it the best review in our...
Just because I gave it, like, a 4 out of 10 doesn't mean, like, I was about it.
Well,
like,
do you remember the scene where he's driving with the giraffe?
He blasts the giraffe's head off right over the freeway, right?
Well, that happened in real life.
Damn.
To be fair, it did knock the giraffe's head off. But somebody was traveling with two giraffes. And they were being transported in a truck on the highway in Centurion. I don't know where that is again. But transporting two of them. He had them blindfolded to make sure they didn't get freaked out by the drive.
Even if they got freaked out, what are they going to do? The long-legged bitches? Like what?
Duck.
Well, they wouldn't.
Maybe, at least.
Like, chance.
Nah, come on. They'd just be taking it.
So... Again, didn't kill the giraffe, didn't knock its head off like in the movie, but definitely whacked its head on a couple signs. Doof, 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 doof. We know this because there are photos.
Oh, shit.
And tweets.
Are there just fucking giraffe-shaped holes on the signs?
Nah, yo, it's the giraffe literally got the taste knocked out of his mouth.
Giraffe hit its head on a bridge.
Damn. It's alive? How fast were they going?
Who's transporting giraffes anyway? Jesus.
It looks like a shipping container with two giraffe heads sticking out of it.
Like the fucking Indiana Jones Last Crusade, like a big train?
Yeah. There's a rhino in one.
Snake
snakes.
Pit,
yeah. Why did it have to be snakes?
Why anything but snakes?
All right. I brought that one up because the pictures were funny. I bring this one up because the headline's funny. Butt smuggling fart puncher arrives in Indiana jail.
Bus Mugging Fart Puncher is my new comic.
Nice.
Well, how did you smuggle butt?
He wasn't smuggling butt. He was smuggling via butt.
But was he smuggling?
Oh, yeah. All right, he smuggles through his butt, and he's a fart puncher, so like he's gay, right?
Well, it's actually not even a stupid people story. I just fell in love with that headline. It's a guy who... He's a 32-year-old guy, Terrence J. Lewis. He... was wanted for attempted murder. And as the story I'm about to read puts it, things quickly turned butt farty.
Butt farty?
This is bad writing.
Yeah.
So he goes into prison, and the first thing they notice is a, quote, foreign object protruding from the anus area during a routine strip search. When they spotted it, Lewis pulled out a small baggie and shoved it in his mouth.
Ah!
So that's pretty stupid.
So you went ass to mouth against.
You don't go ass to mouth. It was a baggie containing cigarette tobacco and about a gram of weed. Following day, he punched a 60-year-old fellow inmate in the eye, sending him to the hospital because the man let out a fart that Lewis deemed disrespectful.
Put that motel!
Lewis was quoted saying he was being disrespectful.
And this.
Put that motel!
That was right before the punch. Whoosh. So yeah.
Damn.
Butt smuggling fart puncher.
When he heard the fart, he said this.
What the hell was that?
All right. Nature's a dick. F1 tornado tore through Sullivan County, Tennessee on Sunday night, ripping open 26-year-old Gerard L. Christian's home in Kingsport. When the neighbors rushed into his aid, they found in his barn that had been ripped open a lot of shit that he stole from them.
Nice.
He was actually already in jail for an incident the day before at his house, so it wasn't that hard to catch the guy. Let's see, they found an air hose, a ratchet, a welder, a weed trimmer, air compressor?
Can you steal borrowed items? He's never returned them.
If you never asked to borrow them in the first place, yeah.
Neighbors had this to say.
If you don't give it back right now, I'm going to break your fucking Jew legs right here.
Whoa. Shit got real over there.
Well, do you want to hear why this guy was arrested in the first place? Police were called to his home by his girlfriend, who said that he had taken her van without permission. When police tried to intervene, he told an officer that he was going to stomp his teeth out, stomp his mother's teeth out, and rape his children.
He probably got beat up.
You eat a dick, nigga! You eat a dick!
He probably got beat up by the law.
Oh, yeah. This guy doesn't look 26 either. This guy looks a rough 30.
He's had a harsh existence. So, were the actual items returned to their owners?
I can only assume whatever wasn't trashed by a tornado.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they just went there like, oh, that's my shit.
So they got their power...
Take it up, let's go.
There's my TV!
So they took their power hose back to their brand new fucking shed because their house got blown down? Like,
yeah.
Well, you gotta start somewhere.
Right.
Power wash my shed.
In further butt smuggling news... Never thought I would actually say that.
Well, I mean, the anus is just as good a cavity as the mouth.
News of butt smuggling. To you.
Apparently, there's a lot this week. A 24-year-old guy was arrested for smoking weed in public. When he was being searched, a flash drive fell out of his butt, containing massive amounts of child pornography. Which begs the question, why was he walking around with that in his butt?
Because it felt good.
Just knowing it was there. Mm-hmm. Like a security blanket.
I got pornography in my ass. Like, not just any porn.
It was shaped like, go Diego, go.
Like, stop whispering at me, motherfucker.
He said that he had... Well, they found a bunch of stolen shit on him. Two mobile phones.
On the butt?
Not in his butt.
What was on the mobile phone?
Just phones, nothing.
Dick pics, a lot of dick pics.
Dick pics. Crazy selfies.
Bad selfies.
Makes me wonder what
dick
pics. Why they checked the
they were
inside
indiscernible.
A flash drive and shit.
Because it fell out of his butt.
Like a dick.
When something falls out of a convict's ass, and it's not something that should be in a guy's ass, you very carefully take a look.
Yeah, okay.
Is this a flash drive?
Flash drive.
How many gigs, motherfucker?
Or is this...
Does it say? The terabyte? Gee, what are you, a whore? What the...
Right. I like that this is kind of an antiquated enough writer that he calls it a data stick. Do people still call it that?
No one ever called it that.
Ever?
No. They were always like a flash drive. I have my data stick.
Right.
I called it a thumb drive in the early days.
Yeah.
All right, Fred Flintstone. What are you... Okay. Thumb drive? What are you talking about?
That would be a rock drive. Everything has to be a rock drive.
A rock. A pebble unit.
A pebble.
You think your job's bad?
It's actually just a gerbil.
Jams a hamster's head into a thing.
More rotten and foul Flintstone shit. Yeah. That was good, man. I don't fucking know you.
Get off my property, Barney.
They should do that. Like, fucking just redub Flintstone shit.
Shit, we can do that ourselves.
Yeah.
Let's make a gangster.
If we could sort, you know, put the abuse in there, that'd be great.
YouTube series?
he's bowling, but instead of a ball, it's fucking Barney. Wilma's rolled up body or something.
Lou always tends to go
spouse abuse as much as straight up murder.
He goes the serial killer angle every time.
She's alive. She's just taking a cartoony tumble down the lane.
Might as well just throw the baby down there too.
God, it runs in the family.
Well, they had pebbles, but Wilma Law's saw Rock when he kicked her down the steps.
Rock. Anyway, yeah, child porn in the butt.
So, did they have to? Did they plug it in and like view it?
Yeah,
it wasn't labeled child porn, was it?
No, I don't imagine.
That's unfortunate. The dude who had to fucking handle that thing and place it in the drive.
Jesus Christ!
I would have felt nasty just inserting it into a drive after, you know.
Look, once you put on gloves.
That once something drops out of someone's ass, you
burn it with fire.
Andy's got no problem. He's like, glove it, I'll do anything.
Once you do child pornography, like, you're cool with shoving stuff up your ass.
I'm not talking about the second
most foul thing you've done.
Was that an airport? Like, the security guard who had to fucking take it and put it in the computer.
Let's pop it in.
And then, ugh. Gross.
It's not sanitary.
Let's do one more, because I know there's you guys got a... Well, Brian's got a movie to get to. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to run this too long.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, sweet.
We're going to talk about that in a minute. Let's talk about a stupid lawsuit. Michigan woman blames zoo for losing a finger when she tried to pet a lion.
She should blame herself.
Damn it, Mufasa.
I don't even think I need to really get all that into this story. She was stupid. She reached through a cage, tried to pet a lion. Her name is, shaming reasons, Renee Ferguson. And damn lion bit her finger off.
As lions tend to do.
Oh, yeah.
Not much of a finger, just the tip.
That's only it?
The tip.
Just the tip.
She's all right then. She should like pet the lion?
Yeah. A bit of finger off. She's trying to sue the zoo. My computer died.
Now, was she drinking when she decided to, let me pet this lion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looks so cute.
Look at the big kitty. Who's a big kitty?
Who's a baby? All right, so let's, want to move on then?
Let's do it.
All right.
Hashtag!
Extra loud this week.
Oh, yeah. Alright, so, being as how I don't prepare very well...
And you're the guy with the computer now.
We're gonna do, like, a mix of his that I could remember, and the ones I didn't close out.
Alright.
Look, to be fair, I would have gotten a charger, but that would have required me talking about
roommate. I'm not blaming you, I'm just saying, like, I should have been taking it down. I knew something like that was going to happen. All right. So, we're going to go with...
Turning on a computer.
Right. It's almost started. Trying to bail you out.
The man dying after he crashes into bees. Right?
Okay.
I'm going to read them all now. All right. The Oklahoma woman who complained about her bad meth. The vet who was banging dogs. We're going to go with butt smuggler. The butt guy who had the porn. And then finally, lion finger.
All right.
Everybody got that?
Well, Andy, you know how the hashtag game works?
Yeah, I create a hashtag for the headline.
Alright, so first one up.
Let's listen to Brian, he's good at this.
Alright.
The guy who crashes into the house full of bees.
Hashtag beware.
Alright, that's a good one. Who's got one? You got one, Pete?
Let's do hashtag house of pain.
Alright. Andy, anything yet?
Hashtag be dead.
Alright.
Okay. What was yours again?
Hashtag bee sting. Like,
I don't know why I found that so funny. I'm going to give Andy a point. Oh, man. Okay. Next one is... why did I write that? The bestiality veterinarian.
Bestiality,
dude.
Bestiality veterinarian?
Yeah. Pete, you want to go first this time?
I'm trying to come up with one. Hashtag Red Rocket.
Okay, that's a good one. Andy, you got anything?
I'm still thinking.
Yeah.
Hashtag Red Rover, let me come over.
Okay.
Ew.
Gross, but I like it. All right, last chance. Andy, anything, or should we just move on?
Hashtag be raped.
Hashtag put me under.
Okay. I think I'll give that to Cats.
You have more B references.
Right.
Apparently, that's the way to lose heart right there.
It really is. Let's see. The Oklahoma woman with the bad meth. I guess we'll start with Andy this time.
Hashtag okay.
All right. Cats?
Hashtag be meth.
Good. Came out swinging.
Hashtag buyer beware. I got nothing.
No, you had to say buyer.
Beware. Right.
That is definitely another point for Cats.
Way to lose heart is B puns. That wasn't even a pun. All they said was B in front of meth. He's like, oh shit.
Right. Let's see. We had two butt smugglings, right? Oh, the butt smuggling fart puncher.
Hashtag butt smuggling fart puncher.
Right. I mean, like, that's the but
you can't really elaborate on that.
Hashtag ash crusher.
Okay, Andy. Don't forget about the farts. That could be key to winning this one. Disrespected by a foul fart.
It's a bird fart.
Two sounds. One fart, you hitting the ground.
What? I saw what you were going for.
What?
Oh. I saw what you were going for.
What?
He was going for, like, did you hear two sounds? One me hitting you, one you hitting the ground.
Right.
Like, with the farts.
I'm trying.
Somebody's got to do it, so you fart. Bee punched.
Oh shit. The bee humor continues.
Oh man, they're both good. I don't know.
Right.
That's the best tag up to anything.
Shit. Oh man. I think I gotta award you both a point. I just can't decide. I can't fucking decide. They're both good. Alright, the guy with kitty porn in his ass. I'll start with Pete.
Damn it. Hashtag the guy had kitty porn in his ass.
That's on point. Cats?
Ew.
The kitty porn? But,
yeah.
Flash
drive, if that
flash
helps.
Drive.
Data stick.
But... You know what? I mean, just terrible. Hashtag terrible.
Terrible.
Hashtag be terrible.
There we go.
Boo terrible.
Boo's nice. Andy?
This is a hard one.
Hashtag there's Diego go.
I think I'm giving that one to Cats.
Hashtag Dora the Butt Explorer.
That's the definite win for that one. All right, last one. This is if Andy doesn't tie. Lion biting the finger.
Yeah.
And we'll start with Andy this time.
Hashtag... Let me pet the Lion King.
Okay. Pete?
It's close to what I had.
Yeah.
Hashtag Hakuna Matata.
Okay.
Hashtag pussy nipped.
Pussy nipped. I think that's the one. Our winner, everybody. Cats.
Does he have a theme?
There you go. Let's leave it at that, I guess, because otherwise, all I really have is horse. That really is your theme.
I love it.
All right,
that's
so
2 weeks in a row I've been on the other side of that game. It's more fun playing.
Are we doing the Living in America?
Yeah, why not? I'll look something
up. Well, Lou's got to keep score.
Yeah, yeah. I'll look something up right now.
So let's do it. Peace.
Yeah, that's right. I still have to host this stupid thing.
Yeah.
All right, so in honor of us, well, originally the World Cup, and now just realizing how ignorant we are about other countries, we're going to play a little Living in America. That's loud.
Like Americans.
Listen, listen.
Good save.
All right, where are we going for right now?
I don't know. You guys want to do
Meepos.
Meepos. You guys want to do, like, Cuba?
Cuba, all right.
My hometown. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pete's got an advantage. Holy shit.
Yeah.
May as well. He's
I'm
playing.
The only non-Latino here. It's left up, but I'm ready to go. I think I know more about it.
Because you don't usually play the game. So.
I've never played this game. So I normally score it.
All right. Andy, do you want to play?
Yeah, I think. No, I play. You were playing it less.
Just be offensive ago, right? As fucking possible.
And then try to get it all right or be as racist as possible.
Yeah. Basically, just try to be as racist as possible.
All right, let's start off with...
what's the country?
Are we doing Cuba?
Yeah,
Cuba.
Let's just
do
Cuba.
Oh, I'm sorry, Cuba.
All right. Where are these facts that you have?
Try Wikipedia.
All right.
That usually works.
Do you want me to show you the...
Yeah, I think I got it. Here we go. All right. Obviously, let's do the easy one first. Official language.
Official language of Cuba?
Oh, yeah.
Communism.
Andy?
Spanish.
Poverty.
All right. Two right answers I heard. No.
See, I'm not even going to tell you how I score this, because I want to see how you score this.
Right, right. The real answer actually is Spanish.
Really?
It's not communism?
Would never have thought.
Who'd have thunk it? And he's going for a win.
You know, I gotta figure out how to do this, like, the real versus the funny.
I know, this is definitely the most, like, slap-together bullshit we've ever done.
Right.
All right, next question.
All right. What do you think the population of Cuba is?
I'd say 125 Che Guevara's. Revolution!
12 people, 45 boxers, and 87 burros.
What do they do with those?
They eat carne de burro. I'll do it live, bitch.
Andy?
Oh, let's say 400,000 people and no cars.
Just thrown out there, they do not drive. There is no DMVs.
There is one Datsun. Broken now.
Clearly, Andy is going for the real win. 400,000. It wasn't close, but it was closer than you guys.
Well done.
All right. Let's see. What's their religion?
Beard. Just beard.
Just beard?
It's like a nice lush beard.
Let's see. Judging by my family, like overly nice obsessive and crippling Christianity.
Okay.
All those words in front of it.
Andy?
Catholic.
It's a word.
I would say 99% of these countries are probably Catholic.
Beard.
They actually worship the beard. It's a nice, lush beard.
Andy, again, the correct answer. It's not Christian, brother. It's
Catholic.
Fucking the
specifically
two. The
Catholic.
Two biggest ones are Roman Catholic and fucking Santeria.
You what the fuck is Santeria? I thought that was like.
Well, I don't practice Santeria. I don't got no crystal ball.
I had $1 million, but I
had to spend it all. All
right, okay. That had to be done.
All right. What's their flag look like?
Yeah. The United States flag with a shadow of a middle finger.
Pete?
It's a donkey with a beard chewing on a cigar.
Nice. Donkey cigar.
Giving you one stink eye.
Awesome.
Give me the hoof.
Andy?
That's almost as close as Buzz is. I was going to say, Fidel Castro smoking a cigar on a white background.
Just his silhouette. Exhale.
If anyone remembers when we did, some fucking Central American country.
We did, Colombia.
Yeah. So, theirs is actually just like the straight reverse of the Puerto Rican flag.
Reverse
color? It's a fat bitch on a ninja?
Exactly. It's a picture of
some... It's a thin bitch on a ninja?
It's of some bitch in shorts that are way too small for her. With chunkiness spilling over the sides.
It's a tube top with a thin girl.
Yeah.
It's on the tube top.
With the pendant eyebrows.
With the Vincent Price eyebrows.
Yes.
All right, nice.
Forever angry. It's the triangle, the star, and the stripes. Just reverse color.
Just the triangle, the star, and the stripes.
Classic Landamer.
Little rainbows, little pot of gold.
I don't know what it is. I guess they're like, fuck you, like... That's no, our shit
I told
now.
You, it's the American flag with the outline of the middle finger.
Okay. What else am I missing? The handshake?
Oh, the handshake's epic. That's the last one of the last questions.
What else do we do, generally? Oh, let's do exports.
Exports?
Yeah.
All right.
The biggest
exports. Exports is tuna safe dolphin meat.
Nice. Andy?
Cigars and prostitutes.
He's going for the literally, correct answer again.
Literally, he's going the probable export of Cuba is and baseball players.
White slavery and hatred.
Okay. Andy, trying to get the real answer. Definitely.
Tobacco's in
there. Cigars are most definitely in there. I don't know, what else do we do? Is that it? Just the handshake is left?
We got handshakes. We got we get the language. The money.
Oh right. What's the Cuban currency?
It's carne de burro.
Yeah, it is.
Army fatigues.
Nice.
It's like I'll give you like three pairs of army fatigues, and you give me a don. Andy.
Gold coins.
The balloons. Doubloons, what? Yes. It's a universal currency.
It's pieces of eight. We all know that.
So, when they're not pillaging pirate ships that have gone astray, it's the Cuban peso.
The Cuban peso?
Yeah, these motherfuckers didn't have an original idea in their head.
Apparently not.
We steal everything!
Number one TV show.
Oh, number one TV show. Yes, number one TV show. Let's start with Andy, because we usually start with one of you guys. What are they watching over in Cuba?
Escape to America.
Oh! It's a reality show.
It's a thriller.
It's a cutthroat show.
The boy with a fucking camera on his back rides an inner tube the whole way. Maybe he runs into some sharks? I don't know.
Come back to me.
Okay, Cats.
It's sort of like a Bob Vila homemaking show, but like what they do is they kick the door off their house and they fucking float to America. It's called The Floater.
The Floater. Yeah. So it started at home as Home Improvement, but the second the door came off, it was like, we're out.
Well, at the
make a boat out of it.
At the end, Cuba specifically makes their doors the same size and shape as American doors, so when they float over, they just, they get a home and they latch the door onto the
there you go.
They're like, home. Viva la America. Like,
oh, I got nothing. I don't know. Family ties.
Oh, Fidel really loves the family tie. Oh man! All right, and then last but not least,
the handshake.
Oh, yeah. I was gonna say the flag, but we did the
handshake. We did the flag
with the handshake.
All right, the handshake is that. Obviously, you're in Cuba. You both smoking stogies, right? So you each hand each other the stogie over, and you put it out in your palm. That's the handshake. It's honestly a lot of scar to palms.
That sounded like it could be a real handshake.
Mine is You give him a slap to the face.
Yeah.
You stand out eye. Slap to the face. Tug of the beard. Puff of the smoke. And then you clamp fists like Schwarzenegger and what's his name? From Predator.
Oh, Carl Weathers.
Carl.
Nice. Nice. Andy, how do they shake hands?
Like minches.
They take out a cigar. They light each other's cigar while having their hands wrapped in each other.
Yeah.
Cross arms.
I want to
chase. It's like what, like a couple having a date where instead of two wine glasses, it's...
Yep.
I've done so many homo ones that I want to like... You know,
I want to change my answer to you just have a boxing match.
Okay, okay.
What they do is they drop trow and they put both ends of the cigars into their buttholes and then they take a puff.
And they inhale there, exhale through the nose.
And they do the ring puff?
They butt
puff.
One
shoots a circle. The other shoots an arrow. It's called
butt puffing.
Oh, man.
That made my dick gasp.
It will become an Olympic sport.
Fucking butt
puffing.
Cubic
cells and... What? Butt puffing.
All right, all right. All right, so I scored it a little differently. I know Pete does funniest and wrongest, but I sort of put those two together.
Nice.
So, with the most correct answers,
Andy.
Of course, Andy had to show off a little bit.
Shows knowledge of Cuba.
I don't know why Pete didn't win. This is your time to shine, Pete.
I don't know much about my homeland.
And with the most fucked up answers, Cats.
Undefeated.
Reigning champ. The reigning champ.
I gotta get a championship belt out here. With, like, me pooping on the world. Like, yeah. Like a pristine America and then everything.
A little cardboard, a little tin foil. But
we can make this.
Yeah, I know. We really could.
All right, so moving on.
All right, so we're going to do a little movies. And again, Lou's going to handle the movies. So I get to play Rotten Tomatoes, which I'm pretty excited about.
It's the first time ever.
Price of admission, G.
All right, so we got a couple movies opening.
All right.
Obviously, everyone wants to know about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Let's start with that one.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about it.
So, a raccoon and a tree are best friends, and they decide to just go apeshit.
This, yeah, that, wherever...
like that. It's so much better.
They do a fat line of blow, and... Right. Just,
they meet up with a wrestler and a green chick.
That reminds right. me of your brother,
and
Alex.
The guy from Parks and Rec is there.
Right.
Jose Offerman?
What's his... I don't
Chris know. Pratt.
Chris Pratt, right.
Jose Offerman? Nick?
Nick Offerman.
All
right.
Okay.
Jose? That reminds me of your brother when he was just like, yeah, I want to be a tree, blah, blah, blah. Blah.
Your brother had the
I'll
obsession.
Be Groot. I want to be an ant. It's like, yeah, we get it. You right. want to be a tree.
Why did he have a weird obsession with being a tree and having an octopus
dicks.
With eight dicks?
I don't know. That kid's weird. He's fucking weird.
Alex just needed eight dicks and be hard as wood, bro. Like,
I guess so. That's his dream.
Just needs it.
Well, nowadays anything is possible.
Right.
Anything is possible. All
right. So this movie, if you don't know who's in it, Chris Pratt, like you said, Batista, the former wrestler.
Batista?
Right?
The man of the iron fist.
I thought he was still right. wrestling.
Oh. Well, now he's in movies, I guess.
Well, The Rock's in the movies. He still wrestles.
He's
trying to get that Rock money.
Bradley Cooper.
He's a voice.
He's
voice.
A raccoon.
So is Vin Diesel. Right? I'm Groot.
I am Groot.
I'm not even seeing him in the
I'm not
main
even
list.
Considering Vin Diesel in this movie.
Zoe
All he
Saldana.
Says is one line.
I one line Groot. Over and they said he says it like 80 times.
Something about car parts?
Vroom.
Right. And Michael Rooker.
Love Vroom. Me some Rooker.
He got... You know, they show that the main cast, instead of putting Vin Diesel, they put Michael Rooker there.
Oh, Michael Rooker.
Rooker's build. On camera.
Right.
I think he plays Yondu.
Yeah.
Is that a racist space guy?
No, he's like a space pirate.
Racist space pirate?
Where do you get that?
Michael Rooker?
Doesn't always have to be racist.
Come on, that's
true.
Not every time.
Hey, what name one thing he's not racist?
Slither.
He plays a southern...
He was a farmer.
If there was a black person in that movie, he would have been racist to him.
He was a farmer.
There was no black people in that movie. It's racist.
Even when he voices shit, he's racist.
Yeah, that's true.
Alright, so.
Let's voice Uncle Ruckus.
Let's
then.
Do some rotten.
Ooh, that would be very disturbing. Rooker doing Ruckus.
Yeah.
What did you say, nigga?
Here we go. Whoops. Alright, so obviously, closest without going over, Price is Right rules. Who wants to start it? Brian.
I love this movie.
Yeah. You haven't seen it.
I'm gonna love it. So I'm gonna bet people are gonna hate it. I'm gonna say 45.
45. Alright.
Critics, right? Critics.
Critics.
Critics score.
45.
Andy.
I'll say 70.
Fresh.
Yeah. See, I'm torn because it's Marvel.
You're Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah, but it's not Marvel's most popular series.
Yeah, but it's Marvel, and Marvel does well, and I have high hopes, but I kind of agree with Brian that it's going to be...
Chris are not going to like this shit. Come on.
I'm going to go high, though. I'm going to go 75.
All right. So you Brian.
I'm Brian-ing him. Yeah.
That was the way to go. Critics surprisingly give this thing 90%.
90%? Holy shit.
Really? There's a tree in it?
And with a raccoon.
Right.
It says, I am Groot.
I am psyched now to see it. You want to do it with the audience?
Well, it says... It just says 99% want to see.
Oh, because it's too early for audience. Okay. All right. We can do top critics, but that's boring.
Right.
All right. That's always the opposite of audience, where it's way lower.
So, next one is Behaving Badly. Oh, no, sorry. Let's not do that one. That's gay. get on up.
Get what on is up. That?
To the east side? To the luck department up in the sky?
Where the hell is that?
In this follow-up to the four-time Academy Award-nominated blockbuster The Help, Tate Taylor directs Chadwick Boseman as James Brown.
In Get Up. Oh, that's that one.
What did you say, nigga?
Oh, man. I'm going to say... 88. 88%. Come on now.
All right. That's all he needs to know.
It was the James Brown movie. I think that's going to be really good. It has my guy from the 42 movie, right?
Yeah. So, I mean...
The guy who's playing Jackie is playing...
He's going to transcend every era of black superheroes. It's going to be like James Brown, fucking Jackie Robinson. Now it's going to be like Muhammad Ali, maybe. We should redo the Ali.
Yeah.
Come on.
Will Smith.
Dude, Will Smith. No one's believing you're beating up anybody.
Right.
Come on.
James Brown won. What'd you give it?
88.
Food for thought. I'm going to go low.
There's no way. No critic in his right mind would be like, yeah, 10%.
You know what? Because the
racist.
To me, the trailer doesn't look good. I'm going to go 40.
Okay. Pete's going to be racist for him.
It's not racism. It's quality of hair pieces in the movie.
All right, but have you seen like the real James Brown's hair back then?
I know, but I was not convinced by that. That trailer just looks shoddily made.
Fair enough.
It looks rushed.
Like, who's playing James Brown?
The guy from 42.
Jackie Robinson.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. I mean, like, no one knows his name. Shit. It's Chadwick Boseman, but...
And that movie wasn't well-reviewed.
That's true.
And
Because it had Harrison Ford in it.
Doesn't matter. It just wasn't that well reviewed a movie.
I need to get you Jackie Robinson on my team.
All right, Andy, what do you think?
I'm going to give it 70.
70? That'd be the way to go.
This racism is killing me inside. Andy got it.
It was a score at 81.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, right under you got it.
God damn it.
Yeah.
So, you did an 82, I would have won that.
You're right. Yeah, I mean, it seems to be doing well, and some people there seems to be a growing interest in seeing.
That's a good score. It. Now, all
I
right,
like James Brown.
I might see it now.
No, you.
Nope.
I'm talking when it comes out
on Netflix
eventually, in some way. I choose
won't have to pay
get
for
movies. Yes.
When he dates a black girl, she makes him watch it.
I will watch it. No, I watch all those biopics.
You know what?
It takes me a while.
I do want to do this one. I said
me too.
When
it's on the floor,
Okay.
It's called Behaving Badly. Have you even heard of this?
No.
No.
It's Selena Gomez.
Oh, Lily, zero. She pretty much lives in her favorite princess dress.
Oh, shit.
But once a week, I let her play Sharon.
I thought they were playing the trailer.
No, I was like, what the fuck is that? Elimina hasta por 30 días. I apparently have to just shut off my fucking
commercial.
No, because it's one of those like
commercials.
It's on the side, but there's like 10 of them. I can't tell what's what.
Oh, I hate that. That's funny. It's just funny. It was in Spanish.
Yeah. All right. So,
Mas por fin.
So some bitch is doing whatever it takes to win the heart of some girl.
With Selena Gomez?
Some bitch is doing
10%.
So this is one of those lesbian movies where a girl meets a girl.
She's awful.
And
they want finger banging and some shit like
popular
that.
Popular at school and
some 10%.
Drama comedy.
She's the worst.
She's the worst. Sequel to She's the Best.
And I will say she seems to be like the biggest name in this. So
fuck her. She's Selena an awful Gomez. She's an awful actress. 10%.
Oh, Heather Graham, I see now.
I say
not much of a step up.
I can't jack
wise.
Off to this.
Yeah, 20.
10 and 20.
10, 20? 10 21. 20. I got it. Well, I won.
You guys should have gone with your gut on this one. The critics.
Zero.
I've given this a zero.
Oh, no!
Damn. Really?
Really.
Sandler doesn't get zeros. No.
What's the name of the movie?
Behaving Badly.
Oh, I thought it was She's the Worst.
Like,
what the hell is that?
We've never seen a zero. I don't think.
Fucking zero. Sandler with his remake of an Ed Wood movie got like a six.
I thought saying three would just be rude. Holy shit!
My God.
And surprisingly, 75% of people want to see it.
Well, 70 is the biggest.
See, I can believe that because difference. Just because Selena Gomez is in there, they're like, oh.
I don't get her.
She's wholesome.
Yo, unless she's choking on a dick in it, I don't
care. She's not attractive. She looks one like she's 12.
I don't care. If she's choking on a dick, I'll watch it.
I'd watch. I'd watch a lot of people choke on a dick just because that's morbid and really fucked up.
No, a good choke on a dick. Not like a literal choke on a dick.
Seriously, she looks like a 14-year-old. Who wants to... Like, does why is she famous? Yeah. She's an awful actress. She looks like a kid.
Yeah. No, I mean...
Everything she's in is garbage.
You know what?
Only famous is the Disney Channel. That's it.
You're right.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. There's not... They don't even take their time to, like pedigree a bitch like, Christina Aguilera or a fucking Britney Spears, where you'd be like, man, that would be a nice little fuck party if I can get with those bitches. Like this Selena Gomez? It's like, come on. Like, you know what? Not that hot.
They're like, I see things online that's like, Selena Gomez on the beach. I'm like, I'm not a pedophile. How old is she? 12? She's gross. I watched Spring Breakers. I needed to take, like, a cold shower and wash that shit off me. That was an awful movie.
You see, I'm a little more liberal. I don't give a shit. She's not that hot, though.
She's not.
Nah.
She's okay.
Nah.
Ugh. Good. Fuck her. 0%.
Mm-hmm. Zero.
Eat a dick. Joke on it.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Like Brian did.
So there are a few more movies, but like I've never heard of them.
So I mean, forget them.
Yeah, they're fucking nothing.
You guys want to do movie news?
Yeah.
Instead?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So real quickly, we talked about Hercules last time.
Hercules.
I went to see. Because I like The Rock.
Oh,
movies.
You saw it?
I like The Rock too. But
I will say, you know, the audience score was pretty much on point. It was like at a 70, but. It was a little slow-paced here and there. My biggest qualm with it was, like, the trailer makes it look like mythical beasts and shit like crazy.
Yeah.
Basically, all that shit happens in the first minute.
So it doesn't follow the labors?
No. Basically, they tell you straight away that Hercules...
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Okay. Hercules is just a normal dude. And these are gray... Exaggerations of what he's done.
So he's not the son of Zeus.
No, he's just some dude helping out some people.
Now, I say that the labors of Hercules, even though one of those was cleaning out a stable,
yeah,
would have made a better movie where he fights the Nemean lion?
Or? Yeah, yeah. And they show that, but it's basically as long as the trailer.
That's horrible.
Where he just does a slow motion punch at it.
Right, like that whole thing is like the first minute or two of the movie, and then it's just straight ordinary dudes doing ordinary things. Oiled up rock.
Man, I hate when they do that.
Yeah. It's the Rock. So, like, so it's no ordinary dude.
Just saying, like...
It's an oiled up rock.
Oiled up
rock. It was, I mean, it was cool.
Greased up Dwayne Johnson.
There were some good fights and some, you know, entertaining stuff, but I expected one thing and got another. They definitely pulled the wool over my eyes on that.
The literal wool.
Yeah.
All right.
It definitely makes me think about seeing it.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'm bored.
So maybe if it's free, watch it, but I wouldn't recommend spending money.
Mm-hmm. Comic-Con stuff. You guys see all the shit coming out of there?
I saw the Deadpool trailer that you showed me. It was amazing.
The leaked footage of Deadpool that was like the test footage.
The one where he drops from a bridge?
Yeah. You see it? What'd you think?
I thought it was interesting.
I laughed out loud a couple times at it.
Well, he's supposed to be kind of funny, though, right?
He's supposed to be hysterical.
He's fucking crazy.
But I mean, what was it?
He does. He's like fucking out of his mind.
Was it a good laugh or like, what the fuck are they doing?
No, it was good.
Well, the first thing is he turns to the camera and goes, "You're probably asking why the red outfit? And it's to hide my blood from my enemies." And then he looks at the bad guys.
I hope they're brown pants.
I hope they're wearing brown pants. he drops through the ceiling, breaks through the glass, like, sunroof, and just lands there, introduces himself.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
As in Spanish. Says wiggle, wiggle. And then says, like, it just turns to the guy next to him and goes, "There's no way to tell you this. I'm pregnant, Trevor." And he cuts his head off. Like, it's awesome.
It's just us beating the shit out of everyone in the car.
Dude, the best part of the whole thing is when the car's slipping and he shows the guy of him slicing his head off.
He has the car that he's in is flipping over, right? And there's a guy spraying it with a machine gun trying to blow it up. And then you see it in slow motion. It turns to the sunroof and he pokes up with a crayon drawing of himself cutting that guy's head off right before he cuts that guy's head off.
Oh, and then it ends with him rolling down the window. Head guy, the guy's head shows up. So he starts talking. The window rolls down a little bit more. And you see that Deadpool is just holding his fucking head.
Hold him like a puppet. Nice. It's really fucking good. Damn. Did you guys see like the Wonder Woman costume?
Yeah. Mm. I thought that was pretty good.
Yo,
I think so too.
Realistically, Katy Perry should be Wonder Woman.
This chick looks good.
Some juicy titties, come on now.
I know, but they're trying not to overly sexualize
her. Why?
Because they've
sexualized. Who's buying tickets to this movie?
Fucking men. Us? I don't know.
Give me Katy Perry.
Did you hear about the footage they showed?
No.
No. Wait, I heard about it. They say they're not going to release it, but that's probably bullshit.
I saw the leaked version.
Nice.
20 seconds of leaked footage. It's Batman on the roof. You just see a silhouette. He hits the bat signal on. It's all dust.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
He dances a little.
Random wiggles.
Then Superman shows up, and his eyes are glowing red, and then it cuts the
Batman. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
And Batman's still dancing.
Everyone's like, damn, Wonder Woman's dope.
But Batman looks up, and his eyes glow white, because he's in the armor from Dark Knight Returns. And
wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
And then a dance party breaks out. Wonder Woman's twerking. Aquaman's watching from the distance in jealousy.
He's like,
while beating off.
Dude, I'm so down for like Batman and Superman just be like, dude, Wonder Woman is so dope. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Fucking wiggle.
Can you imagine them at the strip club? I would pay money.
I'm sorry, man. That was a weird ass sneeze I just did right there.
I'd pay money though for a show, like not even a show, just an episode of Batman and Superman at the club, at the strip club.
What would that sound like, Brian?
Take your top off. It's like,
you actually missed an opportunity.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Obviously,
that's not both of them in unison.
Sound. It would definitely sound like. All right, so
you want to call it a night?
Yeah, let's cut it,
Lou. Thank you for stepping up.
Of course.
That was awesome. It's fun to play the games. So just
thank you, Andy, for coming by.
It was fun.
Mm-hmm. Good to have you, man. You're welcome anytime.
Anytime.
Sounds good, man.
So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook.
This is Comic-Con, Booth 583.
New York Comic-Con coming in October with our new books. Or book.
Books,
depending on what Lou does. Oh, Kaz is going to be there.
Yeah, Kaz. Oh, man.
Kaz has to get on here.
No, not Hand of God. It's what Lou did. It's
Southern Comfort.
Southern Comfort. I got to remember.
You wrote it.
I wrote it years ago, motherfucker.
Fuck's sake, man. All right, so is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Like our other podcasts, A Squad.
Disenfranchised returning this weekend. We're actually doing one.
Disenfranchised coming back.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank Andy for showing up.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
It was a good time here.
So, for myself, Brian, Lou, and Andy, close the door behind you.